Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever and skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we're entering the world of social skills along with emotional intelligence, and I'm going to be answering the question, is it appropriate to have celebrity crushes? Every now and then, I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I see one of these very strange videos. It's a video of a street interview. The interviewer is interviewing a couple, and he asks the couple, is there any celebrity that you would cheat on your significant other with? And that's when the girl gets very giggly and happy. She says, well, yeah, Harry Styles, of course. Even my partner knows this. And the partner, standing there like a doofus, is like, oh yeah, I sure know this. So she states Harry Styles. Then the interviewer is like, well, what about you, bro? Who would you cheat on your girlfriend with? And the guy gives a very literal response. He says, no one. Now, I'm sure that this guy has a celebrity crush or he finds celebrities attractive, but he had the awareness in this scenario to not state it because he knows he's being recorded. Why didn't the girl have the same type of awareness? It's because girls and guys view celebrity crushes in a radically different way, where girls, they kind of find it weird if you don't have a celebrity crush. And when we think of crush, what do we really think of? We don't just find it to be someone that's attractive. We also find it to be someone that we may want to build a relationship with. So girls have this very detailed layer on how they look at it, at least from the guy's perspective. Because when the guys hear, wait, you have a crush? What does that mean? And you ask the girls, they'll say that it's not serious, but some will say, well, yeah, I mean, I would actually leave my partner for this person, but what's the chances that I'm actually going to meet this person? See, this is where I think it's kind of inappropriate to have a celebrity crush. I mean, it's one thing if you find the person attractive, but it's another thing when you would actually leave the person that you're with for this crush. And the only reason you're not doing it is because you know for a fact that you're never going to meet this person. But that's not even a fact. What if you actually do meet the person? I think it's a really big red flag whenever a girl is harping on a celebrity crush too much. And the sad thing is that a lot of girls don't know how disgusting this quality is to men. When men hear a girl talking about her celebrity crush in detail, the guy doesn't want to hear about it. You want to know what the equivalence is? It's like a guy who watches porn, and the guy is harping on how he watches porn to the girl. Maybe he had the best nut ever, but do you think he is going to tell the girl that? And what if he does? What is she going to say? Oh, wow, yeah, I mean, how great was that nut? I mean, what was the porn clip like? What was the storyline? Who was pounding who? She's not going to do that. She's just going to be like, okay, I mean, can we please proceed on to the next topic? So I believe it's fine to think of people as attractive every now and then. It's fine to even say it in your immediate squad, like, hey, yeah, this is my celebrity crush, whatever. But if there's an interview that's going on, if someone is asking you, would you cheat on your partner with this person? And you're over here giggling away and saying someone else's name, that is not a good sign at all. And I think that is actually the grounds to dump someone. I mean, when I saw that video and the guy just is standing there like a doofus, I read the comments and the comments were like, run, King, run. I agreed with half of that. I agreed with the run part, but I did not agree with the king part. A king would not conduct themselves in that behavior where he's just standing there like, okay, yeah, yeah, Harry Styles sounds good to me. I would have ran and just called it that. So this guy's perception among the public was hurt. So if your girl is doing something like that, you got to actually pull her aside and say, look, that is not an appropriate way to talk. And if you want to keep talking like that, I mean, I could watch some porn and tell you about it in detail for you to really understand how I feel. Do not let the public convince you that you are insecure if you draw certain boundaries. Boundaries are what makes a relationship, and if you do not have it, then there is no point in calling yourself boyfriend and girlfriend. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast. And if you want more insights like this into emotional intelligence, go on armanitalks.com and check out some of my products. My products deal with stuff on social skills, EQ, public speaking, and much more. Go to armanitalks.com, hit shop, and grab one of the products today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I'll catch you next time.